Please be seated. One of my favourite musicals, for a whole variety of reasons, not least because I love the music, is Follies by the late, great Stephen Sondheim. My favourite songs in that musical, for a whole variety of reasons, is titled Losing My Mind. The lyrics and the music, as you would suspect, are wonderful. Two of the lines from that song come to mind this morning. They are, as an opening line, the sun comes up, I think about you. Later on in the song, sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. Why these two lines today? Well, on Thursday, we celebrated Ascension Day. In our Gospel reading for Ascension Day, Jesus tells the disciples to go back to Jerusalem and pray and wait. And we're told in our reading from the Acts of the Apostles today that that is exactly what they did. Every time the sun came up, they thought about the other sun, Jesus. Sometimes in this waiting, they must have wondered which way to go, to the left, back to the old ways and the old days, or to the right, waiting for the new. Today is a slightly strange Sunday. It is the Sunday after Ascension Day and the Sunday before Pentecost. To the left, behind us, is the life of Jesus, his death, his mighty resurrection, and his glorious ascension. To the right, in front of us, is the unknown, the very new thing that God will do among his people. How do the disciples feel in this sort of no man's land time? I bet they stood in the middle of the floor, not knowing to go to the left or right, not knowing where they were really. They didn't know how long they were going to be there. All they know is that in his physical form, Jesus seems to have finally left them, taken up in the brilliance of the light of heaven, and that he has told them to wait in Jerusalem, where God will come to them in a new and different way. Just think what they must have been going through. 3 or 4 years ago, they were living perfectly ordinary lives with families, friends, neighbours, and day-to-day routines that they followed almost without thinking, day after day, every time the sun came up. Then Jesus came, told them to follow him, and they did. They did just that. They just laid down their nets, whatever were the tools of their trade, and followed him. They followed and saw and heard and experienced things they sometimes could hardly believe. They lived through the tension, the mounting danger, and the terrible execution that ended Jesus' life. They lived with that terrible sense of loss and grief when life had no meaning or purpose for them, and their hearts were heavy, dreading the bleak future ahead of them, probably dreading the next sunrise. But then the new light of the resurrection exploded around them. Jesus was alive again. Okay, his appearances were unpredictable and sometimes very brief, but after the initial shock, none of them doubted the reality of the resurrection. Now he's left them again. And they're living with a renewed sense of loss. Not perhaps as sharp and bitter as the first time, but hard to bear all the same. They don't know what is going to happen, let alone when something will happen. They don't know about the great mighty wind and the flames of fire that will fill them with courage and conviction. They don't know about the Holy Spirit, who is going to breathe new life into them, transforming them forever. Now they sit. Now they pray. Now they are confused again. and don't know which way to turn. We've probably all experienced times like that, times that can be filled with uncertainty and anxiety, not knowing whether to go left or right. Oh, I have. Times when we've lost someone we love, perhaps, but aren't yet ready or able to move on into the unknown future. Times of waiting. Times of unplanned breaks in our way of life. Perhaps we're in one of those times now and don't know where God is going to lead us next. Well, what this day is saying to me, this Sunday between Ascension Day and Pentecost, is that very often we cannot move forward until we have put down the past or made a decision that we want or need to move on. Just as the wind and fire at Pentecost descended only when the disciples knew that Jesus' time on earth really was over, so God can only lead us forward when we stop trying to constantly turn the clock back. The disciples had to fully give themselves to the here and now, at this moment in their lives, and in doing so, prepare themselves to say yes to God. And we don't need to be afraid of saying yes to God. God cares for us and protects us. He will not ask us to do anything He knows that we're not ready and not able to do. And God knows about our need for time. Time to grieve, perhaps. Time to summon up courage. Time to make big decisions. And He will allow us that time. But sometimes He knows that we need a bit of a push or a bit of a wake-up call to nudge us into action. And He'll do that for us in ways we might least expect. He may speak in the mighty wind, in the roar of tongues of flame, or He may speak to us in the still, small voice. And when He does, it will be for the fulfillment of His loving purpose for each one of us. And it will always lead us deeper into His eternal life. When you don't know whether to turn left or right, take the disciples today as your guide. Trust in God and be led by Him. And thank Him as the sun comes up each day.